Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
The following story is inspired by real threats faced by California's national and state parks. Due to strong language and adult themes, listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Dark Woods.
Thanks for having me. Miguel here is a good man.
Just look after him out there, okay? Ever since I heard about that parkade, I don't know. That could have just as easily been him.
I'll look after him. You have my word.
Clear!
Clear.
We're too late.
They knew, Nina. They knew we were coming, and they knew when. The whole place is abandoned. Fields stripped. 2 acres, at least. Not a single plant left behind. Someone talked.
Hello, Arthur.
You shouldn't use that name. Or this number.
There's a car waiting for you outside. When I hang up this phone, you're gonna go for a little drive.
I didn't know about... I would never...
Strike three, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur. I'm Maria. Sit in the back with me.
Where are we going?
I'll explain on the way.
Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods. Episode 5, Moving Parts.
So, Arthur, why am I here?
Omar sent you.
He did. But why am I here?
Look, I didn't know about the bomb. Okay, that was never part of the plan.
I know it wasn't.
Everything's under control now.
Is it?
Yes, it is. The harvest is safe and secure, like I promised. No arrests were made.
And a mutilated sheriff's deputy is making rounds on national news.
I told you, I had nothing to do with that.
You have, twice now. This is the kind of potential that puts our entire operation at risk.
So what now? Are you going to drive me out to the middle of nowhere and have your boy up there put one in the back of my head? Is that what this is?
No, that's not what this is. Let's call it a management shakeup.
What do you mean?
You've lost the confidence of your employer and he's calling in a fixer.
Who? You?
Correct.
Are you fucking...
Go on.
I have been putting my neck on the line for 10 years, okay? 10 fucking years. Every day. I am the one who got the harvest off the ground. It's my name on the business licenses you use to clean your money. Not you, not Omar, me.
I'm aware.
So who the fuck do you think you are coming to my town and telling me?
You better fucking cool it back there.
Hey, is anybody talking to you?
Calm down.
Debería detenerme.
No, sigue conduciendo.
If it wasn't for me, the entire harvest would have been seized.
If it wasn't for you, the harvest would still be a secret.
How could you possibly know that?
The bomb, the dead park aide, every misstep that brings unwanted attention falls directly on your shoulders.
The girl's death is still ruled an accident.
Don't interrupt me again. I am not here to listen to your side of the story. I'm here to tell you how things are going to proceed. From now on, every decision you make goes directly through me. Every move, every correspondence, every single thing you do or say in regard to our operations will have to be personally approved by me.
So I'm supposed to just sit back and sign over all my assets to you, is that it?
I don't tend to stay in one place for too long, so no. Once the mining permits are secured, I'll be off to my next assignment and you'll retain control. Your girlfriend has been uncooperative, to say the least.
Look, just give her time, okay? She'll cave.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. Look,
even if she were to hold out, we still have McDouglas.
That's not a risk I'm willing to take. Neither is our employer. Our entire expansion is contingent on securing the permits.
Yeah, I know.
McDouglas has a strong lead, but there is still time for Laura to close a gap.
Not if she doesn't sign.
Then either get her to sign or bury her for good.
Look, I'm trying.
Try harder. If you can't convince her, find someone who will.
Well, if it's so easy, why haven't you done it?
She's your candidate. You vouched for her. You assured us she'd be a valuable asset.
Look, McDouglas isn't the answer.
He's already agreed to sign.
We can't trust him.
But we can't trust Laura.
You can trust me. Okay? She does. And look where it's gotten us. All of this would be for nothing if Laura didn't tell me about the raid. So say what you want about me and how I've handled things. I will take full responsibility for that. But without her, this is all over. The DEA would have seized the harvest, the permits would be off the table, along with our entire foothold in the region, and I would be in jail.
No, you wouldn't.
She will sign. Just give her time.
You know, you have this annoying habit of repeating things and hoping they'll stick.
Yeah, well, you're new around here. You'll get used to it.
I won't, actually. If she wins without signing, it'll be you who's held directly responsible. Do I need to explain what that means? For what it's worth, I can see why you're so taken with her. She's a strong woman. Smart, beautiful, apasionada. But she's also expendable. And so are you.
Look, it's no one's fault. I just think... No, you're right, sir. Yes, keep me posted.
Well?
It's done.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's done, Mark. DEA's pulling out. Same with the sheriff's department.
What?
It's over. The task force is disbanded.
Can you get them back on the phone and explain?
Explain what?
Are you serious? Captain, we've got 20,000 pounds of weed stashed somewhere in the park.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do. They could have gone far with a haul that size. Now you're telling me we're not even going to bother to look?
It's not that simple.
It is that simple. Christ, how much simpler can it get? There are men with guns operating with impunity in the park.
I'm not downplaying any of this.
You sure as shit aren't fighting for it either.
You have no idea what's going on behind the curtain, Mark.
Politics.
Yes, goddammit. Money. Orders. You were a cop for 6 years. I was for 10. What about this is so surprising to you?
So what's next?
We've been tasked with cleaning up the grow site and contaminated watersheds. Starting tomorrow, you and a team of volunteers...
Jesus Christ.
Mark.
We're giving up.
Look at me. I know you're hurting, okay? I am too. We're not soldiers. We're not detectives. We're the Fish and Game Department. Our job is to oversee the protection of the park, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Look around, Captain. We're not protecting shit.
Wait a minute. Mr. Romero!
What do you
care about?
Okay.
Councilwoman!
Yeah, go ahead. Councilwoman, records released by the DEA show that not a single plant was discovered in the raid, along with zero arrests.
I can't speak for the DEA or the sheriff's office. Information's still coming in. As far as I know, those numbers are accurate.
So are there any plans to take further action and catch the growers before
I can't comment on that at this time. Last one.
Romero! Mr. Romero!
Yeah, Gerald.
Ms. Romero, can you confirm that this particular grow site was set up on public land that's currently being pursued by Petrus West?
I can confirm that, yes.
Your opponent, Wyatt McDouglas, released a statement earlier today. He says, quote, Laura Romero is more concerned with protecting trees and illegal drug smugglers than getting the people of Eureka back to work, end quote. Care to respond?
Wyatt McDouglas doesn't stand for anything or anyone but Wyatt McDouglas. That's my response.
There it is.
It wasn't that bad.
Not according to the polls. We're down 9 points as of this morning.
Might as well be a public flogging.
Look, there's still time. We've got 35 days till the election.
I'm not doing any more public appearances till we have a plan in place, okay? I'm sick and tired of going on camera and embarrassing myself with this non-answer bullshit. We need to regroup and control the narrative.
Where do we start?
I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? Petrus, you gotta take the deal.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I'm not ready to do that.
Why not?
At this point, I think we need to consider...
Consider what, Jess?
That Arthur is right. Signing over the permits is the boost that we need.
Exactly. You take away the one thing McDouglas has over you.
There's no guarantee taking the deal
would... It's your deal, Laura.
I'm sorry. Do you think I want this?
Of course you do. You've doubled the stimulus package, drafted the regulations. I mean, this is a huge win for you.
And for conservation efforts across the state. It is a good deal.
Jess tells me Maria Campbell was ready to sign when you last met.
Did she?
Yes, I did.
Jess, can you give us a minute?
No, stay right there. I'd rather hear it now than have you two talk behind my back.
Well, we wouldn't have to talk behind your back if you were honest about what's happening.
I have been honest with you both from the very beginning.
We're not saying that you haven't been.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not signing that contract. How's that for honesty?
Then we're sunk, Laura. Okay? It is that simple.
All right, everybody just needs to calm down.
No, I am not going to calm down. People's lives and careers are on the line here, including everyone in this room. Signing the Petrus deal is the only way to secure the election and keep the people that you claim to care so much about from losing their homes. Eureka has no use for political martyrs who would rather—
Martyrs? Look at this. This is what happens to places that open their doors to companies like Petrus. Look. Hundreds of acres of redwood forest stripped with dynamite. Total destruction of biodiversity, soil erosion, water contamination, sinkholes. Fucking sinkholes! How about this? Did you know that there's a 4% increase in cancer probability for mining communities located within 5 miles of operations? That's over 1,000 people in Eureka. So don't stand there and tell me I am being emotional or unreasonable or that I don't care, because I do. So why doesn't anyone else?
Because no one knows.
So let me tell them. I'm going to host another town hall.
What?
Laura.
That's right. I'm going to bring everyone in this town together and publicly decline the Petrus deal.
Oh, my God. Laura, please.
Why would you do that?
If my chief of staff and my boyfriend can't understand why I'm refusing to sign, why would anyone else? The voters need to hear the facts directly from me. They need to know exactly what's at stake.
They know what is at stake, Laura. You heard them the last time.
But they didn't hear me. That's my fault. I have never taken the time to explain the situation outside the same broad-stroke talking points we've been peddling for months.
What are you talking? Even if you make your case, there is no chance we'd be able to swing enough votes to make up the ground we've lost. It would be a death sentence.
Maybe it is, but I will not be remembered as the one who sold out our town. And if you can't understand that, we don't have anything left to talk about.
Are you okay with this, Jess? Wow. All right, you know what? Do what you want. But from now on, stop pretending like you give a shit about anything that I have to say.
Down, Bear. Come on, give me a sec. You have a good day? Yeah, me neither.
You have 8 new messages.
8?
Hi, Mark. This is Miguel Arevalo. I wanted to share some new developments in our Fisher research that I think you'd be interested in. Please call me back at 707.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, Mark. This is Miguel Arevalo. I wanted to share some new developments.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, Mark. This is Miguel Arevalo.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, Mark. This is Miguel Arevalo.
Message deleted.
Fucking kidding
Next
me.
Message.
Hi, Mark. God, this is Miguel Arevalo.
All messages deleted. You have no new messages.
Hey, settle down. Hello?
Hi, Mark. This is Miguel Arevalo.
Yeah, what's up, Miguel?
Did you get my message?
Yeah, I got him.
There's some exciting new developments in our Fisher research that I think you should hear.
Can't wait for tomorrow. My head is killing me, and I really...
I know now that the carbapenem was having a direct impact,
Miguel,
on
buddy,
the Fisher population downstream.
I
never factored the impact
of their
local food sources.
Can you just hold on a second? There,
rabbits,
stop.
Mice,
stop.
Lizards, fruit,
Miguel,
insects,
Miguel, you
amphibians,
need to stop.
Carrion. That's dead or decaying.
Are you listening to me?
The trail cams we set up along the Six Rivers reveal all types of critters.
I can't do this. Okay.
I was able to
enough, okay?
The footage,
Miguel,
and
shut
death.
Up! I told you I can't deal with this shit right now, okay? I don't want to hear about you, your Fishers, or any new fucking developments you think I might be interested in, because I'm not. So do me a favor and stop calling. Can you do that?
I'm sorry, Mark.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Arthur Headley.
What do you want?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We're closed.
Yeah, I'm supposed to meet someone.
It's okay, Trevor. He's with me. Hey, thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Here, take a seat. You like scotch?
Not really.
Yeah. You'll like this.
McAllen 25. Good?
Sure.
You want another one?
Why not?
Hey, Trevor, can you bring us the bottle?
Sure thing.
It looks like I got some catching up to do.
It's probably not a good idea.
Rough day? How's your head?
Hurts.
Yeah, Laura said you were right there when the blast went off.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Man, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, man. I can't imagine.
Is this what you wanted to talk about?
Not specifically.
Well, let's just skip to that part, okay?
Here you go, guys.
Thanks, Trev.
May I?
Yeah, help yourself.
So, what can I do for you, Arthur?
Well, I guess I just wanted to sit down and clear the air a bit.
Clear the air, huh?
Yeah. Get some things out in the open.
Like what?
Like Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you and I have known each other a long time, right? Going on 10 years. Now every time I see you, I feel like I gotta turn around and walk the other direction.
I wish more people felt like you.
Yeah, well, that shit doesn't sit right with me. Or with Laura.
She told you that?
No, but she doesn't have to. It's obvious.
Okay, so what can I do to make you all feel more comfortable?
Look, I'm not asking you to do anything, okay? I'm just trying to do the respectable thing and tell you to your face that Laura and I are a couple now.
Yeah, I know. I've known for months. So has everyone else. But hey, thank you for doing the respectable thing, Arthur. I bet you feel really good about yourself.
Don't be a dick, okay? I'm trying my best here.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I didn't invite you here to ask for your blessing.
Yeah, I know you didn't. You didn't invite me to your fancy restaurant and bust out your $2,000 bottle of scotch because you felt bad for fucking my ex-wife. You did it because you want something from me. So what is it?
Well, nothing gets by you, does it?
No, pour yourself another. It'll help.
I need your help, Mark.
Oh, yeah? With what?
With Laura. The pressure's starting to get to her. We are 5 weeks out from the election, and she's making the wrong move at every turn. I mean, I'm treading water here just to save her from herself.
I thought that was Jess's job.
She won't listen to Jess either. It's like the further she slips in the polls, the more paranoid she gets.
I would say you're kind of proving her point right now, wouldn't you?
Look, despite whatever you think of me, I care about Laura, okay? I care about her, her career, and what she's going to do for this town. I really do. That's why I'm here with my $2,000 bottle of scotch begging you for help like some asshole.
She's not going to sign that deal, Arthur. It doesn't matter what you, me, Jess, or anyone else says.
Then she is going to lose, Mark.
It doesn't matter. If you care about her as much as you say you do, I'd say leave it. That's not a battle you're going to win.
This isn't about me, okay? It's about Laura. It's about saving our town from economic collapse. I mean, keeping businesses open, keeping people from losing their homes.
I can't help you.
Oh, geez, then help yourself. Let me ask you something. How would the raid have gone if you had the freedom to do things on your own terms? With your own resources, your own people?
I really can't say.
But you thought about it, right?
What are you getting at?
Your department's on the chopping block, Mark. Fish and Game is set to have its budget cut in half by the end of the year.
Bullshit.
It's true. I saw the budget request myself.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Ask Higgs. She'll tell you.
Well, even if that's true, how does destroying half the park help our cause?
Fish and Game would be more necessary than ever if the deal goes through. Petrus has already agreed to Laura's proposed regulations. Whose job do you think it would be to ensure that they're up to code? That's right. No more bureaucracy, Mark. Twice the resources, half the territory. I mean, imagine the things you could do with that autonomy. One more?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It does help. In the end, I guess it doesn't really matter. McDouglas is going to sign after he takes office anyway. Fish and Game will survive, but Laura, she'll be finished here. For good.
She won't listen to me.
You're probably right. I'm just asking you to try. Or don't. It's your call.
Arthur?
Hmm.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to look me in the eye when you answer.
All right.
Did Laura tell you about the raid? About what was happening inside the park? If she did, I need you to tell me. Now.
I promise you.
She never told me a thing.
Come in. Hey. Hey. Thought you left.
I'm about to head out. I just wanted to check in. See if you need anything.
I'm good. Thanks.
All right. I'm gonna get going.
Actually, do you mind staying a minute?
Yeah.
So, I've been thinking...
I'm sorry. Before you get into it, I wanted to apologize about earlier with Arthur.
It's fine. It's fine.
No, it's not. You had every right to be upset. I shouldn't have gone behind your back.
No, it's okay. I understand. I can't sign that deal, Jess.
I know.
And you're okay with that?
I had 4 other job offers in D.C. before you called. I turned them all down. I uprooted my life. Moved across country because I believed in you. I still do. I can have a draft ready by morning if that's what you want to do. 2 weeks should be enough time to get the word out about the town hall.
Then what?
Then we lose. And maybe that's okay. Maybe it's time for a fresh start.
Yeah. Fresh start. I don't deserve you, Jess.
No. You're one of the few who does. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
You're the best. Yeah.
Hey.
Mark.
I.
Yeah, come in. Everything okay?
Yeah, not really.
You're drunk.
No.
Right. Sit on the couch, I'll get you some water.
Okay.
Jesus, I can smell you from here.
Yeah, scotch. Fancy stuff.
I thought you hated scotch.
I did too.
Drink.
Oh, that's good.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
Had to get liquored up first, huh? Well, what is it?
I wanted to, I'm sorry, can you sit down?
What?
I don't like you standing over me like that. Can you just sit down so I can say what I want to say, please?
Fine.
Isn't that better?
What do you want, Mark?
I just, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for a lot of things. Your parents. The baby. I was never there when you needed me. I don't know, I just didn't know how, I guess.
What are you doing?
I'm so tired of this shit. I'm tired of hating you. Blaming you. I'm tired of feeling like shit all the time. I'm tired of being a failure.
You're not a failure, Mark. You never have been. I think I got tired of trying to convince you otherwise.
Yeah, look, I came here to ask you to sign over the permits.
What? Why would you do that?
To save your job, to stay here in Eureka.
All right, that's not your decision to make.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm not going to ask you to do that. Because you deserve better than this place. And me.
You deserve better too. I hope one day you realize that.
I'm trying.
Me too. I just want you to know, for your own sake, that Arthur and I, never...
No, you don't have to explain.
No. I do. It's all just... It happened so fast, you know? I was depressed. lonely. But nothing ever happened while we were together. I would never do that to you.
I know.
I should have never told him about the raid, but I promise he had nothing to do with what happened.
Arthur knew.
I was only trying to help. We both were.
Of course you were.
As long as you know.
Well, glad I got that off my chest.
Testing, 1, 2. Test, test.
Testing, 1, 2. Test, test.
It's 10:33 in the morning. I'm alone right now, but I found this. This old mine. Footage showed a Fisher mother and her kids. There's rats here. Lots of them. Ideal spot for a Fisher den. This mine must be over 150 years old. It's dark. I only been walking a few minutes, but it's cold and the air is noticeably thicker. No fishers. I'll come back tomorrow. Maybe more.
Get us done. ¿Quién caro eres? ¡Tenemos compañía!
¡Levántese! ¡Vivos, vivos! ¡Levántese!
¡No lo dejes escapar!
¡Atrápalo!
¡No, no!
¡Atrápalo!
I'm sorry.
Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods, written by David Pergolini, directed by Takashi Dosher, executive produced by Elliot Wolf. Starring Corey Stoll as Mark Ellis, Monica Raymond as Laura Romero, and Reed Scott as Arthur Headley. Featuring Anthony Jacques Jr. as Miguel Arevalo, Marna Milans as Maria Campbell, Laura San Giacomo as Captain Nina Higgs, and Tony Trucks as Jess Ridge. Additional performances in this episode by Tiffany Daniels as reporter, Jorge Luis Payo as henchman, Manuela Riza as Trevor and Stranger 2, Zach Villa as reporter and stranger. Executive produced by Dick Wolf, Elliot Wolf, and Jenny Rattle at Mast. Produced by Fiona Smith, Takashi Dosher, and David Pergolini. Our associate producers are Talia Shea Levin and Lydia Smith. Casting by Sarah Isaacson. Production assistance from Romelia Osorio. Engineering by Bobby Howley. Editing by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Additional editing by David Pergolini. Sound design and mix by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Original score composed by John Kafer and Michael Dean Parsons. Foley artists Mike Miller and Bobby Howley. Additional engineering from Matt Rocker at Underground Audio. Production and post-production services provided by This Is Sound Design Studios. Production legal by Chad Russo and Ramo Law PC. Payroll services by Violet Romero of ABS Payroll. Our line producer is Alex Levine. Dark Woods is a production of Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content in association with Wave Runner Studios. For more information, visit EndeavorAudio.com. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.